line.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
It's a game of movie lines where Nugget at the moment leads 27 to 21. Hello, Alana.
Hi.
Little Lanzi, hello, my friend. Are you well this afternoon?
I'm so well, and I'm so ready to, you know, close this gap.
Nice. Ladies first, as always.
And we'll tell you, these movies are all around 2002, 2003. All righty?
Okay.
Here's your first one, Alana.
I was a guinea pig. Somebody you could test your theories on?
Yeah, and I was just a girl somebody picked out in a bar.
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal. Hell, I'm sure now you can even use it as a little twist in your story.
It's a good idea. Maybe we should bet on it.
What do you reckon?
That.
Sadly, I'm ready to steal just in case.
Sadly. You should not know these movies.
I know I shouldn't.
Oh.
That's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh.
Do you know how I know that?
No, I don't want to know.
Because that movie's on free-to-air TV about every 3 or 4 days. That's why I know.
Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
I was just reading about Kate Hudson. I saw, I think it was on ET, they had her son is dating Judd Apatow's daughter, celebrity children that are dating each other. Anyway.
Oh, the next generation. We love
it. He was bet that he could basically win on to a lady very quickly, and she had to write an article on how to lose a guy in 10 days. I think that was the premise of the movie.
It's a terrible movie. Yeah.
I loved it. What are you guys talking about? Also, one of my favorite movies. As a journalist, there's just this kind of trope of rom-coms where it's like there's just this go-getter journalist who's trying to find love.
2 points for Alana. Here's yours, Nug.
A potential scandal with the Buffalo PD surfaced today when the mayor...
Somebody get him some water, please.
What's that movie?
That's a very funny movie. That's Jim Carrey. That was Steve Carell there in one of his earliest roles. That's Bruce Almighty.
Where God gave him the power to basically do what he wanted for a little while.
And because I think we all assume that's accurate anyway, God was played by Morgan Freeman.
Yes, he was.
I think gave us all an enormous feeling of comfort in these troubling times.
Yes. Well, good start. 2 points apiece. Let's see how we go with round two, Alana.
When I was washing the blood off my hands,
I
knew they were dead.
They had it coming.
They had it coming.
What musical is that?
That is...
I shouldn't know this either.
Chicago.
I actually enjoyed Chicago and I hate musicals.
I went and saw that with my friend. I saw on TikTok a girl posted a TikTok of her. You know how you can get those animals that come up on your iPhone? It's like you can mouth... It's like emoticons, but your head turns into an elephant
and you mouth it.
She was like lip syncing just like that. Maybe not that song, but yeah, she was lip syncing some Chicago songs and just texting them to her boyfriend, which is great. I want to do that.
It was Catherine Zeta-Jones singing that.
Boredom can do some weird things to people. There's the example right there.
You guys are going extremely well. Let's see if you can keep up, Nug, with your second one.
Because yesterday I walked out of the joint after losing 4 years of my life and you're cold decking Teen Beat cover boys. Because a house always wins. Play long enough, you never change the stakes, the house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
What do you reckon?
That's George Clooney's character trying to convince Brad Pitt's character to come in on the big score in Ocean's 11. And the best bit is the next bit of audio. He gives his big impassioned speech, and then Brad Pitt very deadpanly said, "You've been practicing that, haven't you?"
Yeah.
And he said, "I have. I felt like I rushed it." No, it was good. It was really good. Cracking movie, though.
I've never seen it, but it's a remake, isn't it, of a Brat Pack movie of the 60s.
Have you never seen Ocean's 11?
Never seen Ocean's 11 or any of the other ones that have been released since.
Watch Ocean's 11, completely skip Ocean's 12, it was garbage, and then watch Ocean's 13. Ooh. They are fantastic movies.
4 points apiece.
Bonus round.
Now you know what to do here. Jump in when you think you know what movie this is.
Mole.
Oh, shut up!
Molly, Molly, Molly,
Alana.
Molly,
Molly.
Nugget.
Alana's beaten you on the delay.
Not on the delay. Not on the delay. That's Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, need more information.
Austin Powers, well, it's not Man of Mystery. It's Goldmember.
Yes, we'll give you that. Gold member.
Nicely done, Lanzi.
Hey, and that's a very good win for you because Nugget is excellent at movies.
6-4.
Good win, Lanzi. Well played, buddy. Well played. Good guess.
So that makes it a 4-point difference now. 31-27 in favour of Nugget. First to 50. And we're riff-raffing tomorrow.
We'll see you then, Lanzi.
See ya.